Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address a very important situation. What happens when you take a vacation and then realize that you're not happy at your job?
Mm-mm-mm.
We will address a specific question where the person writing in feels extremely frustrated with management after returning from vacation.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited we're going to do this because I think this phenomenon happens more often than we even realize.
Does it happen to you?
It has.
Oh, really?
Not with here.
Oh.
Be careful. I mean, we're taking a vacation at the end of the month, so she doesn't come back.
I can't wait to come back, usually, because all of my clients sort of live in my head. But anyway, That's our own business.
Right.
So, Logan, let's go to our first question, our one and only question this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated from being an administrative assistant to a manager who procrastinates. It is really difficult to take this individual seriously, especially after this individual gave me a less than ideal performance evaluation. I took 1 week off from vacation this week, and the thought of returning to this environment is not something I am looking forward to. It seems the management team in place couldn't even figure out a schedule to answer the phone while I was gone. I can only imagine how many calls went unanswered, even though this said there would be a schedule to answer phones. Mm. After having a relaxing week off, there has to be an effective and healthy way to deal with the situation. I would love to have some coping strategies to be able to lead a happier life. I am tired of feeling so frustrated.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
This is not good.
It isn't. And actually, it's an interesting thing that probably you're in a healthier mindset having taken some time off. And so the difficulty of the situation is more pronounced. It's more objective to you,
mm-hmm.
right? What do we do here, Kathy?
Well, I think that if you've come to this realization, then some changes have to occur. I mean, I think mm-hmm. we could give them some coping techniques, but I think there's a bigger picture here.
Yes.
Which is that, number one, the environment.
Culture.
The culture. And this particular boss also
yeah.
is mm-hmm. not working for this person. So I do think that with that fresh perspective, I would send your resume, start circulating that, and maybe, you know, beef up your LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
It's time to definitely start seeing what other opportunities are out there.
Yes.
I mean, I think there's a certain amount of dread that everybody feels that, oh, I've been so enjoying my time off, and now
yeah.
I do have to go back to commuting and putting those shoes on again and, you know,
yeah.
dressing up and, mm-hmm. you know, my schedule is no longer my own. I think
right.
there's a certain amount of realistic
anxiety
and dread,
mm-hmm.
Which is acceptable.
Yeah.
Because once you're back in your routine, you feel good about it. But this sounds a little bit above that. That,
mm-hmm.
right? That the boss is not particularly fair.
No. And that, well, what I read between the lines here is that this individual feels as if he or she is pulling more than his or her weight mm-hmm. and that other people aren't carrying their load.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because no one answered the phones while
right.
they were away, and the boss is a procrastinator but blames it on the
yeah.
assistant. So that's not a good feeling. That's not a good environment.
It's not. I mean, there's a certain amount of this you're going to have everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, no job is perfect. No situation is perfect. If it is, it changes. You know,
yeah.
it doesn't last forever. But I think the fact that somebody took the time to write this in to us, they really needed a different environment. They need
right.
a change. So I think in terms of coping skills, you're good at that.
Well, interesting you should say that. I would say my first go-to is to take better care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we could start with that you should to try to carry over some of what you got from going on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. That you should make sure to have some kind of physical routine so you can release the toxins of this work environment on a daily or at least several times a week basis. That you should make sure, I really like the idea of polishing up your resume, but also to get out and broaden your circles, because one of the problems with this kind of environment is that there's a tendency, if you're having to work and carry a heavier load, to stay later hours, and your world gets smaller mm-hmm. instead of bigger, mm-hmm. right? So take that relaxation, that excitement that you felt in vacation, and apply it to activities after work, outside of work, to make you feel better psychologically, physically, and to broaden your professional scope.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And there probably were things that you did during vacation that you could carry
yeah.
through, which is maybe you did some interesting things that you stopped doing because you're tired.
Right.
Maybe you could go out a little more after work or on your weekends, because mm-hmm. we tend to think we can't. We don't have the time.
Right.
We're too exhausted and we have to rest up. But actually, you can. You can have a nice
right.
dinner with friends out. You can make sure you go to a comedy club or just things that you get to laugh and you get to have fun
right. mm-hmm.
outside of work to put life more in perspective.
Yeah.
But I also think this person probably carries a lot of what happened during the day home with them.
Yes.
Where they could probably benefit as a coping skill of when they walk out that door, leave it all behind, which is not easy. Sometimes you have to do some fitness in order to
yeah.
do that. But that's something that would help.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and to use a psychological term, I'd say this is about boundaries mm-hmm. as well, right? To leave work at the office, and also not to necessarily take on jobs that don't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw and heard this question, I thought about, well, managing up, maybe you're already doing this, but mm-hmm. I think when you have a procrastinating boss, meeting with them regularly, coming with your agenda, really getting clear on what territory you're covering
mm-hmm.
can be helpful, just in terms of you knowing that you're doing your job.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's frustrating. It's just frustrating to come back because you may feel kind of trapped now in your job, and that's not a good feeling at all.
No, I just wonder if there's possibly a transfer within the company
to, I was thinking that.
Maybe to a different kind of a boss. You just transfer problems when you go to another company. So maybe
yeah.
if you like the company, you can try to stay within it, but or maybe it is time to get out.
I was going to say my experience that was similar to this was I was one of my earliest jobs working at a health center, and I was mm-hmm. the coordinator, and then I was the billing clerk and coordinator, and then I was managing the desk, and I went away for a week with a friend to Texas on a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it was while I was on the trip that I realized I was totally stressed out
mm-hmm.
and burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, and I took 5 days to finally, you know, recharge. And then going back, I remember this feeling of incredible dread going back to the situation, because I personally was overworking myself, but also I'd trained everyone to mm-hmm. expect too much of me,
mm-hmm.
right? And my antidote was that talk about applying for another job. I ended up applying for the Peace Corps because I realized yeah. I didn't want to be doing a bureaucratic job. I actually wanted to have a real life experience at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was great because that infused energy into this whole other area of life. So then the job became less a major focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it frustrates me that people can be so unhappy at work because it is such a big part of our lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really like for people to find something that works mostly for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not that I want you to feel so excited at the end of vacation. Whoopee, I'm going back to work. I mean,
yeah.
that's not that realistic. But to feel dread, that's something.
Not
it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not a good situation for this person.
So the other thing to consider is to get some coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you sense that you probably need to make a change, but you don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
you don't know where it is, you don't even know how you would make it, you may need some professional guidance, assistance in doing that.
Right. And also, that person might be able to help you understand where maybe you could set better boundaries in the office,
yeah.
or maybe you could manage your boss differently. Maybe there are tactics that right. could be taken to make your present job okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. happier and that's always, in the moment.
Right, that's always good to look at. And another thing is, you know, if you have vacation pictures, put them up around your desk.
Yeah, come to work in your bathing suit.
Oh, I don't think so.
You can wear it underneath your suit.
Wear your goggles and what are those called? Fins, some swimming fins.
Okay, that's
You'll
not,
be the life of the party. No,
yeah, that's not going to be good.
I know, I got kooky for a minute, I'm sorry.
But, you know, I always think that the relaxation of a vacation lasts about 48 hours once you're back, right? And then it's gone anyway. It's such a terrible feeling. When people said to me last time, how was your vacation? I was like, did I go on vacation? I don't really remember it anymore. I mean, it does leave.
Yeah.
But I think that you don't, you know, you don't really want to have dread. That's not what we're looking to achieve mm-hmm. here.
So if you feel that sense of dread, it's telling you that there's some changes that need to happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, people have dread on Sunday now going back to work without a vacation. And
yeah.
that's not too good either. I mean, unless it's maybe because there's a specific meeting or there's a specific client they have to see and the dread is about that, that's just topical.
Right.
But if it's just a general, oh, I don't want to go back to this,
yeah.
you got to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to find a better situation.
MoveOn.org.
But not everybody can. They may have a very a job that there are so many good things about it, the pay, it just might be a government job, but maybe something in a large institution that you just have, you know, there are bad years and there are better years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and also, I mean, here's an interesting point in this situation. He's or she is saying, I'm frustrated as an administrative assistant, and it's really difficult to take this individual seriously, my boss, especially after giving me a less than ideal performance evaluation. So while you may say that, again, internally, you may fear mm-hmm. that you're not good enough to go someplace else, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's where the things you're talking about, Kathy, in terms of taking care of yourself and pursuing things that make you feel better, mm-hmm. becomes really important. And I think that's true for a lot of people who are stuck in jobs that they dread, is that it's the battered employee syndrome. They don't really think that there's something better or that they are wanted by something better outside of where they currently are.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the feedback they got, if they could have, if maybe there was something to learn from it.
Tough feedback.
Mm-hmm. It might be, maybe not. Maybe this person is just wicked. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there might have been something in that feedback that could help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing tied into that is that if you are silently resenting your procrastinating boss, chances are they're picking up on an attitude that may then right. show up in your performance evaluation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to take feedback from a person who has worse problems than you because you think, who are you to judge me while I'm busy judging you?
Right,
but the truth
right.
is they may have a perspective you need to hear.
That's right.
And now time for your performance evaluation.
Yeah, really.
Manager.
Some companies have 360, but I find it backfires. It's not, they don't. If
yeah.
somebody is reviewing that boss, hopefully they see the problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. So hope this is helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's it. Please tweet us your stories about returning from vacation and positive and negative feelings you may have about your job to AskK2. Vote for us on Podcast Land. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.